This is Anna Karmu with UN News. Thousands of families in Yemen's war-torn Hudaydah Governorate have received their first aid deliveries in more than 6 months, the World Food Programme, or WFP, said on Tuesday. In an interview with Daniel Johnson from UN News, the agency's Hervé Verhoussel explains who the aid will help and why ongoing access is urgently needed.
But that's an important development because it shows us that the peace agreement was negotiated under the UN Secretary General Special Envoy in Sweden last December start to give some results. We have, in the last few weeks, reached two zones near Hudaydah that we have not accessed since July last year, meaning those people since July last year have not received from WFP any food assistance.
How many people is that?
And that's 8,125 households in Al-Tuyata and 2,662 two families in Al-Dahami, both in the Hudaydah Directorate, not far from the city of Hudaydah.
What is their condition? I mean, how have they been surviving since last July, you say?
But then they were depending completely on the commercial market, meaning on the arrival of commercial food that they need to pay for or to other means. Not any support anymore from WFP since July. I must also mention that in July, one of our trucks who were there for delivery was targeted during an attack. Then the security situation was not good enough to continue food distribution.
When you say you've contacted and accessed these 8,000 households plus in Al-Tuhaita and 2,600 families in Al-Daraimi, south of Hudaydah city, why that number? Could you not do any more? Because obviously there is huge need away from Hudaydah.
But it is already 3,300 metric tons. That's already quite a big amount of food. More will come soon as we can. We are in the middle of a scale-up. Up to November, we are helping 7 to 8 million people a month. In December, we don't have the latest numbers. We were hoping to be at 10 million, we will be a bit less than 10 million people for December. And we hope to, in January or February, to go to up to 12 million people. Then that increase that you're talking about will be a potentially part of that scale-up.
And, I mean, I wasn't dismissing the amount of aid that's being provided at all, because presumably this is aid for a month for families. It's not just
exactly
aid for a week,
of course,
it?
That's a month. So then we give some rations for a month, because it's better for logistic reason to work like this.
And you say you want to scale up access to 12 million people, perhaps, in a few weeks' time. But that's going to be dependent on access and on the ceasefire holding. The ceasefire as it stands at the moment is only partial, isn't it, around Hudaydah?
It is. It started to give results already. That's a good example here. We also are in negotiation with both sides, to direct negotiation, to have better access, also easier administrative issues like a visa for the staff and those kind of things when necessary for the scale-up. Then we are optimistic for the moment.
If you had one challenge and one key objective, what would it be now?
Hoping that we will have an end to the conflict, because we need that end of the conflict to be able to reach the country, to have the country back on track. But also we need to work on the economy of the country. The humanitarian support alone first cannot be there for years and years and years, but also it's not enough. You need the economy of the country to start again. Today, people have not received their salaries since years, public servant, for example, since 2 years. The local money, the currency has plunged and the value is not at all what it was before. The credit don't exist anymore, meaning that the shopkeepers or the companies cannot buy goods outside of the country if they don't pay cash directly, and they don't have that cash. Then all that made that the economy today is obviously not a good economy. You need to support the central bank also. Then that's all that economic package will be necessary and that the international community need to start to work on. In the coming weeks, to be more short-term, that will be even better negotiated peace agreement under the special envoy of the Secretary General. I believe that they will meet end of January or February to speak about extension of the actual agreement and to review the actual agreement. We hope that everybody involved directly or non-directly in that conflict or can influence that conflict or the parties of the conflict will basically advocate for the end of this situation.
And last question to you, Hervé Verhoussel from the World Food Programme. In terms of getting access to these two areas south of Hudaydah, is it as complicated as it has been in other conflict zones such as Syria, where you have to go through various checkpoints to get to these communities? Is it that difficult to get aid?
Yeah, checkpoints exist today all over the country in Yemen. Some of our trucks, as we speak, are even blocked at some security checkpoint. We have witnessed in the recent weeks a longer delay in some part of the countries for some of the checkpoints. We are in negotiation with the different authorities to make sure that that's not happening anymore. But then, yes, those checkpoints exist. We need visa, we need security, access, and that's, of course, all negotiations.